Welcome to this audio introduction to Invisible, written and performed by Nikhil Parma. It has been directed by Georgia Green. The audio-described performance at the Bush Theatre will be on Saturday, the 9th of July. There will be a touch tour at 7 p.m. The pre-show notes will begin at 7:45 and the performance itself at 8 p.m. The performance lasts for approximately 1 hour and 5 minutes without an interval, and the describer will be me, Di Langford. Invisible is a one-man show centering on the life of Zion. He's a struggling actor and newly separated father of a little girl named Sienna. Discovering his ex-girlfriend is now engaged to his successful classmate exacerbates his self-destructive tendencies, like deciding to deal drugs for money instead of attending to his auditions. The play explores what it means to feel invisible amongst your loved ones and wider society from the perspective of a person of colour. It explores the idea of how being othered in a society can further contribute to this feeling. As Zion attempts to find a solution to feeling invisible, he is driven to acts of violence and desperation. Please be aware that the play contains the use of strong language throughout, descriptions of violence and blood, themes of racism and Islamophobia, references to and discussions of drug dealing, discussion of chronic illness and grief, and discussion of extremism and fundamentalism. The production also contains the use of loud noises, including high-frequency sounds, and may contain flashing lights and haze effects. The set. The production takes place in the small studio theatre, with the audience arranged on three sides. The set is simple and does not change. In the centre at the back are two sections of wall of pinky-grey brick, standing together, each about a metre wide and 2.5 metres tall, and shaped at the top like a pitched roof. The surface of the wall has a slight sheen, as if it is made in one piece rather than from individual bricks. The section on the right is set at a slight angle and contains a plain white door, which is standing slightly open as we enter the studio. A low rectangular wooden box stands at the foot of the central section of brick wall. To the left of this wall, and partially behind it, is a vertical space about half a metre wide, with four panels of translucent ribbed plastic sheeting arranged at a zigzag angle down the length of it. These serve to reflect different lighting effects which accompany the action. There are no props. Cast. There is one performer who is also the author of the play. Nikhil Parma is a British Indian actor. Despite being the only person on the stage, he is able to summon up other characters in his story using his own voice. He plays the part of Zion Prakash. Zion is a likeable young man in his 20s, with smiling eyes and a congenial manner. He has brown skin, a slight 5 o'clock shadow, and short, thick black hair which flops over one eye. Of medium height, he's casually dressed in a white vest under a blue, pink and white checked cotton shirt, which he wears open and unbuttoned. He has rolled up his sleeves to the elbow. He has slim black trousers and white trainers. Zion uses movement to introduce characters, sometimes reacting to the doorbell by spinning round, then immediately becoming someone else without actually approaching the door. When having a conversation between two or more people, he shifts his position to indicate which character is speaking. Some of the characters are recorded voiceovers. Please be aware that the dialogue is fast-moving and self-explanatory, sometimes leaving little time for a description. Creative Team. Written and performed by Nikhil Parma. Directed by Georgia Green. Designed by Georgia Wilmot. Sound design by Bella Keir. Lighting design, Laura Howard. Dramaturg, Deirdre O'Halloran. Movement, Diane Allison Mitchell. Production manager, Ruth Bergen. Company stage manager, Lois Syme. That is the end of the programme notes.